Time for the River Country Puck Drop for Cal Tire and Peace River. Seeing what is going on with the hockey scene in northwestern Alberta. The NWJHL's regular season is down to just 2 weeks left. There's still a few things that haven't been decided yet. The two teams that'll have first-round byes in the playoffs will be the Fort St. John Huskies and the Sexsmith Vipers. But the other teams are still fighting it out to see who will play who in the first round. North Peace Navigators have the busiest schedule down the stretch with 6 games left. 4 of them are taking place this week. The Navs will host the Grand Prairie Kings tonight at 8 o'clock at the Baytex Energy Center. Then they'll be in Grand Prairie on Friday. Then they'll have home games on Saturday against Sexsmith and on Sunday against Fort St. John. That game against the Huskies was supposed to take place last week, but had to be rescheduled because of mechanical issues with the Zamboni. As for the Fairview Flyers, they'll have a pair of home games this week at the Fairplex. They'll play Dawson Creek on Friday and Grand Prairie on Saturday. Fairview is currently in 5th place, but are 2 points back at Dawson Creek for the number 4 spot. But the Kodiaks have a game in hand on the Flyers. The Peace River teams of the Northern Alberta Hockey League have just a few weeks left in their seasons. The U18 Royals, after a tough stretch early this season, are playing better recently, having won 2 of their last 3 games. The record on the season is now 7-13-3. They'll play at home on Saturday against Sherwood Park. Things are still not going well for the U15 Sabres, who have not won a game since October. Their record is 2-20-3. Try to get on track again on Friday night with a home game against Northeast BC. The U13 Colts are another team struggling with a record of 3-19-2. They are off this week and will play again on February the 12th. In the AJHL, the Grand Prairie Storm are starting to run out of time to make a playoff push. They find themselves 8 points back at the Sherwood Park Crusaders for the last playoff spot in the North Division, with 11 games left in the season. They'll be on the road tonight in Spruce Grove, but will then have 8 of their last 10 games on their home ice at the Bonnets Energy Center, starting with a game against the Fort McMurray Oil Barons on Friday night. The High Prairie Red Wings of the GMHL are continuing their strong play. A perfect 30-0 record has them in first place in the West Division. They'll look to continue that run with a pair of games this week. On Friday night, the Red Wings will face the Gibbons Pioneers at the High Prairie Sports Palace, going on the road on Saturday to take on the Mackenzie Mountaineers. That's the River Country Puck Drop. It's for Cal Tire and Peace River. Traction and control feel just that with a new set of tires from Cal Tire. Visit Terry and the crew for parts, service, and of course, the perfect wheels and rubber. Cal Tire on the West Hill in Peace River. As a reminder, previous episodes of the River Country Puck Drop can be found at our website, rivercountry.fm, or through the River Country app. For the River Country Puck Drop, I'm Kyle Moore.